eigenlijk zo gevallen voor deze warm. Morris said that the Bavaro learns the Isra Hanoah by all things in the Torah that are Osra Bahanoah, from the fact that it says Lo Sochai Lo Sochlu, from the fact that the Torah had to be Matur Bahanoah Nevela, even though it only said Lo Sochal Lo Sochlu, and therefore had it not been Matur, it would have been Osra automatically, from the word Lo Sochlu, which means anything of eating or anything that brings you to eating, which is most hanos. That's only according to Reb Meir. But according to Yehuda, that you can only sell an aveda to a goy and give it to a ger, so maybe the Torah didn't come to tell me that it's mutar b'hanoah. It would be mutar b'hanoah normally. From the word Lo Sochlu, you wouldn't know Isra Hanoah. But the Torah had to tell me that you can't sell it to a ger or give it to a goy. It's not coming to tell me the heter, it's coming to tell me the issa. Here, it's qualified heter. So according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Avo, how do you know the issa hanoah b'chol haTorah kula? Naskalei melekelev tashlichin also. Where it says, he learns it from the pasuk melekelev tashlichin also. It says, a basar basada treifa lo sochelu. You can't eat a treifa. Treifa is an animal that was mauled by a wild animal, and it caused it to have one of the 18 different kinds of sicknesses. A hole in the lung, a hole in the brain, similar kinds of things, but it definitely is going to die from, but right now it's alive. So if you shecht it, if it dies, it's an aveda. But before it dies, you shecht it. And the shrita doesn't help to make it mutter, because it's what's called, it has one of these trafas. So that animal, the meat is also to eat. However, it's not tame, like a nevela. The shechita at least helps to make it tahor. That's the difference between a trefa and a nevela. So a trefa is also to eat, and only says, lo sochal, what's it called, basada trefa lo sochelu. And it says, what should you do, la kelef tashlichin oso. If it just said, la kelef tashlichun, so Rashi explains, I might think that even without this mutabana, but the Torah is telling you to what's it called, to the daf, what to do with it, give it to a dog. Because, like the Medrash says, the dogs didn't bark in Mitzrayim, they deserve a reward. But the fact that it says the word oso, you can only throw this to the dogs. But other Isurim, where it says lo socho, you shouldn't throw to the dogs, it's also to, what's it called, zosubano. You see Rashi? Not together of a bow, but leave it of Yehuda, and the cost of betrayal, though so chlo, who meet Balakelev Tashlich and Oso. Oso atomashlich the Kelev. Only trefa you're allowed to throw to a dog, the atomashlich the Kelev, call Isurin Shavatora. But you're not allowed to throw to the dogs, all other Isurin where it says, though so chal, though so chlo, or similar things. Rashi, also atomashlich, call Isurin. Shinemar Bohen, so chal, kigonze. All other Isurim that say you can't eat it, if it doesn't say Beferish that you can have a heter from it, of Hanoah, then it's Osir. Because over here, if it didn't say, what's it called? The fact that it says Oso limits the heter Hanoah to Trefa, but not other things similar. I mean, the Itzri crawl in Yishrei, the Motzila Mele Taima. The fact just that the Torah had to permit throwing Trefa to a dog, you couldn't learn this halacha. You have to learn from the word also, the meal. Only this and not others. If it wouldn't say the word also, you couldn't learn out that other things are also. Ba'anoa. The ilav also, have a mina crawl the mitzvah. If it wouldn't be for the word also, I would say the Torah's not coming to tell me you're allowed to throw it to the dogs, but you have to throw it to the dogs. She'ena kodesh baruch u'mekapeh schar kol derim. The Rabbanu Shem doesn't hold back the schar from any creation. The number of Mitzrayim, lo yechretz kerel v'shoma. The vichach it pida Torah, litein scharo, the nichbad, schara kelev min hodik ochovin, shanevele yimkar lenochri, you trade for the kelev. The kelev is even more distinguished than the goy. You sell an avela to a goy, but a trefa you give, you throw to the dog for free. So, from this Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua is medayik. that it's usher, when something's usher by noy, you're not even allowed to feed it to a kelev that's hefker. Because the Rashi learns, right, you're not benefiting anything by throwing this trefa to a kelev. When you sell something to a goy, you benefit from it. Here, if you'd be throwing it to your dog, you'd be benefiting giving it a meal. Must be talking, you're throwing it stam to a dog that's hefker. You're doing it because the dog is special because of Mitzrayim. And mashma, that only this can you throw to a dog of hefker. But other isurim, things that are also banah, you're not allowed to have anah. You can't even throw it to a dog that's hefker. That's also called anah. You're getting the satisfaction of feeding the dog. That's awesome. Rashi, before and that hey, said, was mashma, that you're allowed to feed chametz, that's also banah, to a kelev of hefker. Not your dog, but somebody else's. And the Shulchan Aruch Takapaskin's like, it's mashma from over here. But a kelev of hefker, you can't feed a dog to. You can't feed an isur hanoah to a dog, even if it's hefker. In any case, the Shtasemis says that once we use the word also to tell me, the kelev tashlichen also, that this is mutar b'hanoah, but all other places where it says lo socha is asur b'hanoah, this drasha doesn't apply anymore. And you don't have to give treifas to dogs. You can do whatever you want with a treifa. Right? The Torah now means you're allowed to throw this to a dog. But from the Mechiltas Mashma, not like that, that's not a special thing, even the Lahalacha, that you have nothing else to do, you should give it to a dog. The Ibn Ezra says, why taka nevelas you give to goyim, people, and treifas dafka to the dog? Why not the other way around? So he says that a nevela is, there's something, there's what's it called, there's nothing wrong with it physically. It died of old age. A trefa has some kind of disease. So in a day we give to a human being. But a trefa has a disease, maybe it'll make the human being sick. And even an Ovid of a Zohar, there's no need to make him sick. So this, when you throw it to the dog, that can handle it. The Balei HaTosfos say that the dog watches the flock. So if you have an animal in the flock that was attacked, give it to the dog as payment for his job when he did his job good. And the nevela has nothing to do with the dog. Died on its own. Here, the animal died probably with a fight or whatever with a wild animal, so give it to the dog. He says, aye, the dog didn't do his job here. It's because the dog wasn't successful that the animal's a trefa. He said, fine, but other times he did his job. Don't let one bad time erase all the good times. Still a woman of favor. Teaches you how to deal with people. Okay. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Avol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, learns that all Isurim are Asur Bahanoah, if they say Lo Socham, unless the Torah specifically says it's Mutter, from the word also. It says Lo Sochlu, what's it called? Basar Basad is Treva, Lo Sochelu, Lakelev Tashlichin Oso, only Oso, but not other Isurim, that where it says Lo Socham. Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, you don't need this pasuk. You know it from the Nevela. The fact that the Torah had to be matar Nevela b'hanoah is that if it wouldn't have been matar it, you'll be asher b'hanoah just for the fact that it says lo sochlu. So all other isurim where it says lo sochlu are asher b'hanoah. So why does Rav Meir need this word also? Rav Meir also atomashlich akelev, the atomashlich akelev chulin shenishpetu bazara. From that pasuk of basar basada trefa, we learn anything that went out of the sada, went out of its mechitza. For instance, we learn from there that an animal that is pregnant and you shecht it, so we learn from Sukkim that the animal inside, the embryo, is also kosher. But if the embryo, well, what's it called, a leg of the embryo comes outside and you shecht the animal, then that leg is still asr, because she's basr, she yatsom in mechitzasa. She meat that went out of its mechitza. It's no longer in the place where it's supposed to be. So we learn also chulin shenishvetu be'azara. The Torah says that you can only shecht chulin outside the Beis HaMikdash. But chulin in the Beis HaMikdash you can't shecht. Right? We learn that it says ki yirchak mimcha amokom. When you'll be far away from the Beis HaMikdash, then you can shecht and eat regular. But if you're not far away, you're close, meaning you're in the Azara, even one step out of the Azara is called far away. In the Azara, then you're close. Then you can't share chulin. So where do we know that the Rosh Hashanah? We know it from this pasuk. You can throw a treifa to the dogs, but you can't throw chulin shenishkatu b'azara to the dogs because the Rosh Hashanah. The idach chulin shenishkatu b'azara l'abdoraisa. The iser of chulin shenishkatu b'azara. And the way Rashi learns that the Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanim. The Takanat Asr Min HaTorah. And Tarsus learns that they're mutter completely. They're not even Asr B'Achilah. You're not allowed to shech, chul, and bazar, but they don't become Asr B'Achilah or B'Hanah. The Isr, Achilah, and Hanah is only the Rabbanim. Could be that old Russia is only the Rabbanim. Right, chul and shenish to bazar could be is only in Isr the Rabbanim, the Chlau, according to Tarsus. According to Rashi, it's Asr, but the Isra Hanoah is only an Isra the Rabbanah. Rashi. For a mayor, the Nafkele Isra Hanoah Bishari Surim in the part of the Vela, Bishlam a Prad Heter did a trade for the Gufay Yitzrich, the Mifrit Boheter. The fact that it says you can throw it to the dog, even Rav Meir needs, because we wouldn't say that at the Asr Hanoah, because we'd learn from the Vela, that where it doesn't say Bethere, which is Mutter, it's Asr. You shouldn't be allowed to part the Yahweh Amin or Litzabanot. And the Osa Lomali. Why do you need the word Osa? Don't you say, La Kelet Tashlichu? And I'll know that a traith is Mutter Banot. Why do I need the Osa? Only this, and not something else. Mashani Lisra Hanoah Chulin Shanishru Bazar. He comes to tell me that Chulin Shanishru to Bazara are Osa Banot. Only this can you throw to a dog, but not Chulin Shanishru Bazara. The Nafkalon Bu Isra Achila, Medichsiv, Ki Yirchat Mimcha Amokom, the Zavachta Viacharta. The Richuk Mokom, the Hainu Chutz Lamach Neshchina Tazodeyapoto. Only if you're outside the Azara and you share, can you eat. The Yatazodeyapoto, the Kiruv Mokom. But you can't share and eat in Kiruv Mokom, means in the Azara. Umam Yishum Behein Mufurish Ben La Behegi Bachila, Itzruch Lamelech Bu Isra Mo Meocha. So Rashi says, if that's the case, why don't we learn from the Vela? That Chulin Shanishru Bazar Asr Banah. Since it doesn't say anywhere that it's Mutter Banah, we should learn from the Vela that everywhere it says Lo Sochal is Asr Banah, unless it says that the Pharish is Mutter, like by Nevela. And by Chulin Shanishru Bazar, it didn't say anywhere it's Mutter. So Nevela, it's Asr. Why do you need a Pasuk of So? Only Treifa is Mutter. And Chulin Shanishru Bazar Asr, no, from the fact it doesn't say that it's mutter, that it's asr. Because it doesn't say anywhere by chulin shenishru bazara, lo socha. We only learn from the Vela that wherever it says lo socha, lo sochlu, it means an isr hanah. Right? But over here by chulin shenishru bazara it says, v'zavachta, t'yirchat, nimcho, hamakom, v'zavachta, v'yochalto. It doesn't say don't eat it. It says outside you can shecht and eat it. We only infer that inside you can't shecht it and you can't eat it. But there's no law of the Pharisee, so it's not like Nevela. So he wouldn't have learned it from Nevela had it not been that there's a special passage that tells me only treifa you're allowed to have hanah, but not chulin shenishru bazara. V'hachi mashma, oh, so shenesar mishum chutz l'machitza. And now Rashi is explaining how do you get treifa to chulin shenishru bazara. Why this yes, but this not. What's the connection? Because treifa mishum chutz l'mechitza atomash l'kelev. Treifa is something that went out of its mechitza. Basar basada treifa. A basar basada. It's in the sada, normal thing. Here, something happened to it that took it out of its mechitza. The hamehai krol basar basada treifa nafklon isra mechitza. Right? From this pasuk, that says basar basada treifa, we learn from this other isurim that are yotzei min mechitzasa. Kigal, Hoshita Uyburis Yada Vishashita, prepare the Hebam Vakasha, Lelid. Right? Like I told you, the animal, the embryo puts its foot out, hoof out, so that part becomes Asr. That we learn from this pasuk. So this, only this is Mutter to throw to a Kelev. Something that was Yotzei min Mechitza. But something else that was Yotzei min Mechitza also, when out of its place of Heter, you can't throw to the dogs. What is that? Chulin shenishru bazara. Aber yesh lecha acher הנשר משום החיצה, ויאתו משליחו לכלב, ואיזו זה, זכו לשנישו לעזור. So according to Rabbo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Dvarim Shikich Savan, you learn Yisuri Hanoa, wherever it says Lo Sochlu, from Trefa, and Reb Meir needs that Pasuk by Trefa to tell me that Chulin Shenishtu Bazara are Asher Bahanoa, which I wouldn't know from the Vela, because it doesn't say Alav, Lo Sochal. And Reb Yehuda says the Chulin Shenishtu Bazara is Abdaraisa. So therefore, when the Pasuk comes to tell me that something, everything else is Asher Bahanoa, means all other Yisuri. Moshe Reb Yitzchot Napcha, the Harik Gida Noshe, the Rachmona Omar, Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gida Noshe, Usman, Shaleach Adam Yerach L'Nochri, the Gida Noshe B'Socho, B'nei Yisrael Makom Al Nikr. The Torah, Gida Noshe, the Torah says, Allah, Lo Yochlu. According to Rav Avohu, that should be Osir B'Hanor. And we know that you're allowed to send a thigh of an animal to a guy, even though the Gid HaNosh is there. We're not afraid that he's going to resell it to a Jew, and people are going to, what's it called, think that the Gid HaNosh was taken out because it originated from a Jew, because you can see that it wasn't. If the Gid HaNosh is still there, you can see it. Other things, you're not allowed to sell to a guy, because the guy will say he bought it from a Jew, and people will know he bought it from a Jew, and they'll think the Jew fixed it up. Sell a beggar to a guy, they're going to think that it's not shatnez, because it came from a Jew. And you can't see necessarily it's shatnez. So you can't do that. But here it's nicker. So the chora, what do you see? That it's mutar b'hanor. You're allowed to give it to a guy. Right? Even if the guy will give you what's called a favor because of it. He'll be beholden to you. So that's called hanor. So the maisa, what's it called? And it's stuck in such a case where you know the guy, you're not giving him a present, because you give him a present, he feels responsible, he feels obligated. So it's like selling it to him. And that's Zucharitz Mutar B'Hanor, right? Smart says, so according to Rechizki, there's no problem. It doesn't say Lo Yeachil. It just says Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael. But according to Ravo, wherever it says Lo Yochlu, it's an Isser, Achila, and Hanor, why is Gid HaNor Shem Mutar B'Hanor? Now, Ravo holds, that's part of the heter of Nevela. When the Torah said Nevela is mutter, it meant the whole animal, including the Gid HaNosh, everything in it, is mutter. So the Gid is part of the Nevela. When the Torah said Nevela is mutter b'hanah, so it included the Gid. So the heter, hanah, by Gid HaNosh, we learn from the Vela. Where it says, Han hichol man di omer yesh begidin ben osin tam. That's good only according to the person who holds that Gidin have a tam basser. And what's it called? So therefore you can say they're part of the Vela. They're basser, because they have a tam. Ela le man di omer ain begidin ben osin tam. According to man di omer, it says, Gidin are really a piece of wood. They have no taste. They're asr because the Torah said this piece of wood is asr. But they're not meat. Right? They wouldn't asr something else. If you cooked something with the Gid HaNosh, it wouldn't asr the other thing. Because there's no taste. So, it's not basr. So when the Torah said, what's it called? What's that supposed to be? Sochu called Nevela. Nevela means the meat of a Nevela. But not the bones, the horns. But that's not called Nevela. So Gid is also not Nevela. So when the Torah said, La Gerasha B'Sharecha Titnenu, and was Matir, the Nevela, it didn't include the Gid, because the Gid's not part of Nevela. Michael Meimar. So let's see Rashi. Well, Man Sumer says, Man Shamisli, Sumer answers, Man Shamisli, the Omer Ein B'Gid B'Nos Itam, who's the Tanu who holds that Gid didn't have no taste? Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Ha'ochel M'Gid HaNosh Shal Behema Tmeya, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Shimon Poter. If you eat from the Gid HaNosh of a non-kosher animal, so Rabbi Yehuda says you chayev two isurim, one for eating from a non-kosher animal, and the other for eating Gid HaNosh. When the Torah said don't eat Gid HaNosh, it included all animals, kosher and non-kosher. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're only chayev for Gid HaNosh. but not for eating from the behemoth's mayak is not meat. Gidai Nosh is a special halacha, but this is not meat. So you didn't eat meat from a non-kosher animal. Rabbi Shimon, hachinami, odasar bano. Rabbi Shimon, takaholz, a gidai Nosh is also bano. The Tanya, gidai Nosh, mutter bano, divi Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Shimon also, zenachanami, no kasha. What are you going to say? According to Rabbi Shimon, that gid has no time. So it can't be included in the Dela to be matter it bano. Gidai Nosh, taka. Is also Bano. I this is Akasha on Chizkia. Because you see, Gidai Nosh, it only says Lo Sochlu. There's no, what's it called, place that it says it's also Bano, and Rav Shimon holds it's also Bano. The easiest way of answering is that Rav Chizkia doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. Chizkia said what he said, not according to Rav Shimon, but according to what the Halach is going to be Uda. But in Echanani, what's it called, Rav Shimon would hold not like Chizkia. Rashi. Rashi is the diet that the Yisra Hano by Chulin Shinish Bazor is not Minatora. Mashma the Yisra Achila though is. Tosus learns nothing's also Minatora. The Perek Sheni Dictushin of Ligubah. There's a machlokus taka whether Chulin Shinish Bazor are also Minatora or not. Shalei HaKodam Yerech Lenochri V'lo Masrachinon Lito Gida. We don't make him take out the Gida Nasha for fear that that goy will sell it to a Jew. The lo gazrinam shemayiri Yisrael chaveiro k'shit nenalo b'yelech yitnol shomin anochri. We're not afraid that a Jew will see him selling it to the goy, and he'll go buy it from the goy, thinking the Jew took out the gida nashim. V'kesover shenikol gida hol mitachas yad Yisrael yotso v'yochlenu the gida. We're not afraid of that. Mitnei shemakom al nikar im hu notol im lam. You can see if the gida is there or not. Shamina mina miha to give mutter bahana. The kasha Ravo. Do you see from here the gid anash is mutter bahana? And Ravo holds wherever it says no sochlu is automatically osur bahana. So how can gid anash be mutter? When it says, he vechelva the gid ahutra. No, Ravo holds that when the Torah said that nevela is mutter, it included every part of the nevela, including the gid anash. Vitich kol chelev kol gid mutter bahana. Therefore, chelev is also mutter bahana. Because when the Torah said that you're allowed to have hanor from an avela, it meant everything inside, the chelev, the gid, and so on. Shehein beglal, bichlal, agerashu v'sharecha titneno v'achol. Shegam hein, kiruyim, mimo an avela. They're also called an avela. V'hari lechol heter hanor, belav, the gid. Lo shmo an avela, lo shmo kshelev. Doesn't make a difference if the gid is part of an avela or a kosher animal, right, that was shechted, same gid anosh. Where it says, honey, chlamandi omer yesh begid and tam bosser. Are you baklal nevela? According to Rambi Omer says that the kid didn't have a tam bosser. This Rashi lakora is marsh, but there's a shag over here. How do you have a machlokis if yesh begid and benosin tam? Taste it and see if it has a taste. So some say, that I think the Maram Chalava says, that everybody agrees that the actual kid itself has no taste. The shag is, there are other things around the knoknos, around the kid, that do have a taste. The shaylas, are those also or not? Is that part of Gidai Nosh? So is the part that has a taste also part of Gidai Nosh or not? The simple way of learning, though, is not like that. And Rashi's not like that. Simple way is the gid has a taste. Very light, slight taste. The machlokas is that called tambosser or not? One mandiomer says that taste is called tambosser. The other mandiomer says it's not called tambosser. That's what Rashi said. Not to have any tam, but to have tam bosser. Are you bechal nevela? Then it's bechal nevela. Elam on the omer in beginning. The yisr no saying tam bosser in this bashful bosser, that the gid has no tam bosser, and therefore if it imparts, it can't impart a taste into something else. So if you cook it with something else, the other thing is kosher. I'm a lot tam bosser isbu. The lab nevela mikru, and therefore it's not called nevela. Elakat samos. They in HBMs, like bones, that are not Asher Mishum Nevela Minat Torah, for sure not. Dried bones are not Asher Mishum Nevela Minat Torah. The low history Bechal Nevela. Nevela, they didn't become Mutter Mitam Nevela. So anything that's Asher by itself, and is not part of Nevela, doesn't have a Heter. Nevela remains Asher. The Eitzuva, Torah Chivola. Still the Torah says it's Asher to eat kid, even though it's a piece of wood. And therefore, when the Torah said it's Osir, there's no place that I know that it's Mutter Bano, so it's Osir Bano. Ma'ikla Meimar, Ufluksaya Begiranosh, this Machlokas is in Giranosh. Reb Shimon Potter Vagamri. Reb Shimon says you're Potter completely for two reasons. Not like I said before, that you're only Chai because of Gid, you're not Chai than Gid either. Why? Ni Behemoth Meya Potter, the Kasavar Ain Begin Benosin Tam Bosser. You're Potter for eating Bosser Tame, right? It's a Chazer's Giranosh. You're Potter from eating Chazer, it's not Chazer, it's a piece of wood. Umi Gid Nomi Potter. Right, Reb Shimon holds that the only gid anasha that's osir is from a kosher animal. Where you're allowed to eat the meat, conceivably, you're not allowed to eat the gid. But if you can't eat the meat because it's not a kosher animal, then the gid's not osir mishum gid. Don't eat the gid, mashma, the rest of the animal you could eat. Avotmeya lo Israel gid. But an animal that's not kosher, there the gid is not asr because of gid. Reb Shimon holds that the gid anasha, the kosher animal, is asr bana. Because it's not, it holds in the gid in the nosin town, so it's not included in the heter hano of an avela. The nail is asr according to Rav. Amalo tzlochlu isr hano masma. Whenever it says lo sochlo, it's asher hanah, like Rav Avol says. And there's no heter because it's not part of nevela, it's in begidin benosin tam. But Rabbi Yehuda holds yesh begidin benosin tam, right? It's mutter b'hanah. Because even though it says lo sochlo, it's included in the heter hanah of nevela. Mishum the kasaver yesh begidin benosin tam to the tani Rabbi Yehuda mechayv shtayim hilkach gid bechlal baser kshutra nevelo hutra gami. Okay, the haridam habada the rachmona amar kol nefsh mikem lo shochal da ferish alav lo shochal. According to Rabbi Avohu, should be asher bano, and you can't say over here. Tosus explains that what's it called dam is what's it called, is not part of nevela. It's also not basher. Dam is not basher. So he brings kasha to that, right? And he answers it. That the nice of from this gemara, you see that dam is not considered part of the basher. Okay. Big shilas look at the other is showing them, say no. Dam is part of the bus. There's other reasons why it's not included in the veil. But Lamaisa, what's it called, the Gabe burying dam of a dead person. There's only dam. Does it have to be buried? Is that considered part of the body? Or it's something different, something separate? But in any case, there are sources that seem to say dam is part of Basar. From here it's mashma that dam is not part of Basar, because if it would be, it would be mutter b'hanoa from nevela, and it's also part of the nevela, and the kasha wouldn't be any kasha. But the fact that the gemara is such a kasha, it's mashma that it's not included in nevela, and dam isn't considered basar. What? Nefesh, not basar. Okay. So it says, lo sochal dam, usnan, elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama, the yotzim v'nachal kidron, even dam kodshim, is mutter b'ano, after it's nasa mitzvasa, after you sprinkle the blood. It used to go down a drain, off the mizbeach, into Nachal Kidron, into this valley, and they sold it for fertilizer, or moiling bow, and they had to redeem it, so it shouldn't be kodesh, but it wasn't us from Yishum Dam, right? And the me'ilah still is only the rabbanon, because min haTorah, once the mitzvah of Zrikas Adam was done, ain't over shenasa mitzvah or molenbar. The meila went away. It's no longer needed for hektish. It's not, there's no meila. But the rabbanan put a meila on it until you redeemed it. But it's not asher bana. You're allowed to use that blood for fertilizer. And redeeming it couldn't take away the isra hanah of dam. It could take away the kedusha. But it can't take away, if all dam would be asher bana, then this would also be asher bana. Someone says no. Shani dam, the iskish lamayim. It's a special heter of tam bahanoa, because it's compared to water. Tichsiv lo shuch lenu avaris tishpachenu kamayim. Don't eat it. Pour it on the ground like water. And even though Tosus points out that dam kachim is not nishpach kamayim, we learned it before. Dam kachim is not machshir, because only dam ha nishpach kamayim is called dam, right? He says, since the Torah says by dam chulin that it's mutter b'hanoah, because you could pour it like water, meaning it's like water that's mutter b'hanoah, so there's no reason to assume that dam kachim should be different, even though it's not hukash. But the alstam, right, kachim is only because it's kodesh, but alstam it shouldn't be asr b'hanoah. Man mayim mutarim af dam mutter. Where it says the aim of kamayim on this nashim agavim is b'cham. No, maybe when the Torah says that it's like water, it doesn't mean water that what's it called that you pour on the ground. It means water that's asr b'hanoah. There is water that's asr b'hanoah. Water that you pour on a mizbeah for avodah zarah, and that's asr b'hanoah. Amrav avol kamayim rov mayim. Right, it means like most water. Most water is mutar b'hanoah. When it says midi rov mayim ksi, it says kamayim. Maybe it means a special water. Elam ravashi kamayim anishpachim, like water you can pour. Velo kamayim anishachim. Lie bathing is not pouring. Pouring means you're pouring away, throwing it away. You don't throw water that you pour on the mizbeach away. You pour it, you lie bathing. That's a special word. It's not called nishbach. Nishbach means you throw it away. The name of kamayim anishpachim from avodah zarah. Maybe it's like water that you pour in front of avodah zarah. That you do take a pour. When it says hasumnomi nisachikri, no, that's also called libating. Even though lamaisa, we consider it throwing it out. But lamaisa, if you pour it to avodah zarah, that's not called pouring. That's called libating. Dichsiv yishtu yein nesichon. It says you drink the wine they pour to avodah zarah is also called nesach. So the water they pour is also called nisuch hamayim. Rashi, elu ve'elu shiore dam chatos hapnimios. That which is this pasuk is going on the dam that you sprinkle inside, right? What's it called, the power of Yom Kippur or Sirim Anisrothim, where you bring the blood and sprinkle it inside the what's it called, the heichal, or inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim by Yom Kippur, right? So the Shiori Hadam, you pour out your soul, Marovi Shomus Beach HaKitzel, and it goes down a drain, the Shiori Dam Chatos HaKitzonios, Am Nishpach Ma Yisod Rome, or what's left over from the Dam of Chatos that's brought outside. All of these things go into a drain, Yotzim Min HaYisod, L'Ritzpah, Derashnei Nekovim Ketanim, the two small holes that let the dam go out through a pipe. Misarvin ba'ama, they go into this pipe, silon, shere over ba'azara, into the pipe that takes them out of the azara, the yotzim nachal kidron, kibol nachal eson emin. Now she says a nachal doesn't mean a stream. If it went into the water, it would be, they couldn't use it anymore. It's not going into a stream. A nachal means a valley. Just like nachal eson, where you make the Poneg Larufa is not a water. It's what's it called? It's a valley. The Rambam Taka holds it's a stream. But it means also the banks of that stream. Lekanonim, Bale Ganos Lezebel. They sell it to gardeners for fertilizer. Umarlin by them, Kolomar Asalahanis Mehen, Belotan. If you don't redeem it, you can't have Ano. You have to redeem it because it was Kodesh. Mitnei Shein Shal Hekdesh. And Ritosis points out, it's only in the Siddur Abonan, because once the mitzvah of Zerika Saddam was done, there's no more Me'ilah Min HaTor. It's not Tzorech Hekdesh anymore. But the Rabbanan made it Chayiv in Pidyon, and you know El, you're Osir, to be Nehenna from it, Mishum Kodesh, not Mishum Dam, until you redeem it. But once you redeem it, it's Mutar Bano. Where did the Yisra of Dam go away? El, my Dam must be Mutar Bano. Mikom Okom Dam, Mutar Bano. Kamayim HaMisnaschim, Shasur Osbano. Maybe it's like water that you pour on the Mizbeach, which is Osir Bano. Shari Kodesh, the Kodesh. So maybe all Dam is Osir Bano, just like water that you pour on the Mizbeach. Kitcher be klisharis, uksiv kol anogei abohem yikter, they're also. So why do you compare it to water that's mutter b'hano, and learn from there that dam is mutter b'hano, compare it to water, that's their ice water that's also. The Gemara says no, because it's mayim nishpachim, not mayim hanishachim. So she says, well, maybe then it's like water you pour in front of avodah zara. The Gemara says, that's also called nisach. It's not called shvicha. So it's like water that you pour. Water you pour, there's no water you stam pour that's asur ba'anoah. If it's something that's asur ba'anoah, you don't just pour it, you libate it. Then it's, that's the lashon that's used. So therefore, according to Rav Avoh, dam has a special heter, right? Even though it says lo sochu called dam, it should be asur ba'anoah, but since dam is compared to water, we know that it's mutter ba'anoah, just like water.